President Bush has arrived in Prague for a NATO summit. He says he'll consult with NATO allies over a possible war with Iraq. But the summit in the Czech capital will deal primarily with NATO's plans to expand and possibly set up a rapid reaction force. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the transformation the alliance is undergoing to try to remain relevant.
President Bush's National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice describes the Prague summit as a defining moment for the transatlantic alliance.
This is a summit that is going to celebrate a historic moment for NATO, which is the expansion of NATO into territories that I think nobody ever thought NATO would expand into.
The Bush administration has supported what's being called a Big Bang enlargement. NATO is set to bring in Bulgaria, Romania, Slovenia, Slovakia, and three Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. U.S. officials often speak about this as a chance to consolidate democracy in Europe, but some fear NATO is turning into little more than a political talk shop. The gap between U.S. and European military capabilities is vast and growing, yet Rice insists the new, smaller members, who tend to be more pro-American, will offer something.
They cannot, across the entire range of military capabilities, contribute, but they can contribute in specific ways, in niche ways, to the overall military capability of NATO. So that will be discussed.
Some countries may find their niche by contributing well-trained peacekeepers, others experts on chemical or biological weapons. The danger for the Europeans is that the U.S., as it did in Afghanistan, will pick and choose its allies for military operations. James Steinberg of the Brookings Institution says the U.S. will likely draw on specialized NATO resources while avoiding the NATO bureaucracy.
The reason they want to see this enhanced capability of European forces is not to enhance NATO as an institution, but rather to enhance NATO as the toolkit.
One key tool in that kit could be a rapid reaction force. The Pentagon expects NATO allies to agree on the U.S. proposal to set up a 20,000-strong force that could be quickly deployed outside of Europe. The Europeans do have an interest in this, if only to stay involved in the decision-making. But Philip Gordon, also with Brookings, warns the Europeans will be interested in transforming NATO only if they believe the U.S. is committed to the alliance.
They don't want to do those things so long as they see an American attitude which says, we lead this alliance, so we're going to do it our way, or we don't need you. And then that spills over into the American attitude, which is, well, if you're not going to do all of those things in NATO, why should we invest in NATO and why should we use NATO?
The alliance lost its original purpose when the Cold War ended. It was reinvigorated when it went to war in the Balkans. Now NATO Secretary General George Robertson is trying to transform it to play a role in the war on terrorism. But he's keenly aware of the tensions between Washington and its allies. Speaking in the U.S. last month, he said he's been warning European nations they have a choice, modernization or marginalization. And he had a message to Washington on the capabilities gap. Don't give the Europeans any excuses.
Remove the alibis, because the Europeans for years have complained that they would like to do more, but the United States was unwilling to transfer the necessary technology. Sometimes they said it was buy American, not European. Sometimes it has even been a refusal to sell U.S. equipment at all.
This week at the Prague summit, the Europeans will be hoping to hear President Bush reaffirm his commitment to NATO. As for President Bush, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says he wants to hear how the allies will help deal with Iraq's Saddam Hussein. Again, the president is not looking for NATO to wage war in Iraq, but is looking for individual NATO allies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.